On Tuesday, Punjab Governor Salman Taseer was shot dead by one of his own bodyguards in Islamabad. The gunman later told police it was because of the governor's opposition to Pakistan's controversial blasphemy law. The governor had also requested a pardon for Asha Bibi, the Christian mother of five sentenced to death November last under the law on fabricated charges, according to her lawyers. The killing came just one day after a main coalition partner quit government and has added to concerns about inroads by Islamist fundamentalists into Pakistan's establishment. It also follows on the heels of a nationwide strike called by radical Islamic groups to counter any moves by the government to repeal the law. Archbishop Lawrence John Saldanha of Lahore says the assassination of the governor is going to make it virtually impossible for anyone to speak out against the law ever again.
We are very shocked to hear the news. It happened in Rawalpindi, and we feel that is definitely a move against the people who are opposing the blasphemy law. And he was quite outstanding. A critic of the blasphemy law, and he called for its repeal also. So he made it on more than one occasion, and he also was very much in favor of releasing Asia Bibi, and he personally intervened and tried to get her a pardon also. So for this, he was very much criticized by the militants and by the extreme religious parties. And unfortunately, then today they assassinated him, and we are very sorry about that. Yeah.
Archbishop Saldanha, last weekend we saw that the more radical fringes of the Muslim community in Pakistan called for a national strike to protest against any repeal or reform of the
black. That's right. Yes.
What kind of climate is there in the country at the moment? Are they only fringe groups of the Islamic community in Pakistan? Is there a growing movement against the repeal of the law in Pakistan?
Yes, certainly there seems to be, because there are very few voices in favor of the repeal. No, there are very few voices. People are afraid. So it's possible that the general feeling is one of more of fear, and they don't speak so much anymore. And there was a free that time when she was condemned in November, there was a free exchange on the television. A lot of people came out in favor of changing the law. But at the moment now, the thing seems to have swung the other way. And there seems to be a strong reaction, and people are not so quick now. And especially after the death of this governor, it's going to be more difficult now for people to speak out against it.
But there are sections of Pakistani society, of civil society, and indeed of the intelligence.
Yes, the more educated people, certainly, you know, they are in favor of its repeal or changing it, amending it. Well, there was one lady named Sherry Rahman, and she's a lawyer, a member of parliament, and a lawyer also, and she has come up also quite strongly. She has tabled a bill in the assembly asking for amendments, you know, in the blasphemy law. And she also is much criticized also by the extremists here.
Archbishop Saldanha, we saw only last weekend Pope Benedict launch his message for peace, saying that religious freedom is the only path to peace.
Yes.
As church leaders in Pakistan, where we know that the Catholics are a tiny minority and the Christians are a small minority, how can you become a leaven for this message? How can we counter this tide of extremism that seems to be rising in the country?
Yeah, that's true. I also spoke about it in the church on New Year's Day in favor of the religious freedom as being very essential for peace. I personally spoke about it. And I suppose the other bishops also did that. I'm not sure. But I certainly did it. And I didn't mentioned it to the clergy also, that this is the theme of the World Peace Day. And certainly we agree with the Holy Father that religious freedom, but unfortunately in many countries, especially in our country, this tolerance is badly affected now. There's very intolerant mood in the country at the moment. And so therefore we feel ourselves more and more not tolerated at all, and we feel ourselves also marginalized, and there's no real tolerance for any other religion. So that's why for us this year doesn't seem to be a very hopeful year or a happy year.
Indeed, we see also the government struggling with a political crisis with the exit from the ruling coalition of one of the major parties.
That is right. That is also another factor. The government is a lame duck government now. They don't have a power to legislate, you know. So therefore, they are in a difficult mood, situation also. And they can't do very much, much less than before. So there was a chance that we could have done something, but not now. So let's see now how this is going to develop. But it doesn't look very hopeful for the coming year.
Pakistan is a major player within the region, particularly in the fight on terrorism and extremism. It's one of the major key U.S. allies fight against terrorism. How important is it that Pakistan does not become increasingly destabilized? How important is it that we do not allow radicalism, be it Islamic or of any other type, take over in Pakistan?
Yes, it's very, very important, very necessary, because here only we have quite a big middle class, you know, who could do something. And an educated group of people, and they're the only hope. And if this situation becomes worse, then it'll be bad for the country as a whole, for the economics, as well as for the political situation, social situation, religious situation. So therefore, we need to carry on this. But we see that those forces are increasingly bold. And they are gaining, you know, ground also. They are gaining popularity, or not popularity, but gaining control of the situation. So that's what makes it very bad. We also here have a lot of extra security measures here, since especially at Christmas time. We never had so much security as this Christmas, with a lot of police and guards and all these things. Very, very strong security measures were taken. Luckily, everything went peacefully, not like in Egypt, but at least our Christmas was peaceful this year.
How is the Christian community, your community there in Lahore, and indeed in general throughout Pakistan, how are Catholics living in this climate of increased tension?
Well, they live from day to day, hoping and praying, and quietly going about their business, and not making any waves. And certainly the mood is very gloomy. It's a gloomy mood, and there's fear, tension, and but it's at the same time, they come to church and they get a feeling, uplifted feeling, when they come to the church. And so they come. We have people more and more come to church, and on Sundays also, and Tuesday, today also. So the people still carry on and hope that things will get better. But they are down a bit. They are gloomy and pessimistic also.